Super Bowl.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I can say that in Spanish.
My name is Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
I can't remember.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Hi.
Is this almond today?
Oh, almond. Yeah. Almondisha.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. You have downloaded episode 597. We're 3 episodes away from 600 shows.
Woo!
Oh my God.
We should do something special for
it. No.
That's why you're a hateful bitch.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of Chicago, Illinois. We are 2 38-year-old straight bros that like to like hang out.
First
naked.
Of all, correction, straight, 36 and 38.
We're straight. We're in our 30s and we like to like hang out like in our shorts, our Dwenger shorts, and we drink beer. And we talk about pussy and tits all day long.
Oh, my Lord.
And then we just come all over each other.
Yeah, because that's what straight males do. Because that's what straight males do, goddammit. So, hi, welcome, you guys.
Welcome, Rainbow Radio people.
Yes, hopefully welcome to all the Rainbow people.
If you're new, you're not turned off yet.
Oh, my God. Right? Right? Right. We have a lot to talk about again.
We do. So let's get straight into it. We're going to do our voicemail. We got one in the middle of the last show, and we're going to listen to that now. So just one moment while I get that. I'm like doing this on the phone. It's like hard.
Hard.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Put your headphones.
Oh.
You ready?
Ready.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Roger.
Oh. It sounds like a big dick voice already. Hold on. You ready?
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Roger. So Dennis, I'm just calling to say hi.
Oh, God.
And we have so much snow around here. Besides that, just call to say hello. And looking out the window, we have snow now. And it's supposed to be another foot tonight. Where we already had 2 feet last week.
Ooh.
Last Tuesday, we had another foot. I hate it. I'm done. I'm tired. Fuck the snow. Fuck.
Goodbye. Me.
Oh my God. I just came.
He's.
Could you please say, I want to give you 8 inches?
We just got a foot of snow. I love his accent.
I know, right?
Is he's from Boston, right?
Yeah. Somewhere like, he's like wicked north.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Oh my God, we love the voice.
Oh my God.
So that means you need to call.
Almanisha loves your voice.
Almanisha. You need to call more often so that he can clearly wet his pants.
Yeah. I'm a little.
Oh my God.
A little voice.
It was funny on Twitter when, what's his face? The new listener. The new listener. And I was like, oh, Roger likes to see guys pee in his pants just enough to see a spot.
Yeah, no.
Whoops, is that a secret?
All right, let's get into it because we got a lot of shit to discuss and we're going to try to keep it slow. we need to move this.
That's already been done, right?
Yeah.
We can talk a little bit about that because Michelle Visage was
on. Oh, no, it's about the hot roof work. That can be deleted.
Okay. We'll talk about Michelle Visage right now. But, you know, she got kicked out of the Big Brother house. They voted her out.
I know. I was really sad because I really, really thought, I mean, she ended up coming up in 5th place. And I thought she was by far the best. It was her or Calum. And I don't know if you were watching the show on YouTube or not.
No.
I did watch the show. And I thought she was, I thought that the only reason why she would have not won was because she was American. And since
I think a lot of people are saying that because they didn't want an American to win.
Right. And I think that was probably part of the reason why she didn't win is because she was American. And so a lot of the UK people don't really understand her popularity here. And maybe it's not that they don't understand. They just don't. Maybe they don't get it. Because, you know, she's popular with Drag Race and whatever. I mean, and she is a singer in her own right, and she has had awards and things like that. Because she has a ninth track on the Whitney Houston Bodyguard soundtrack.
That was a good song.
Yeah, it was.
Lovely day.
Anyway.
A lovely day! See that? I put my finger in my ear.
Yeah.
And I was doing Mariah.
It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out inside. That's her. Anyway, so, yeah, I think that's the reason why she didn't win. It's really sad because I thought she was... I thought out of her, out of all the housemates, I thought I liked her. I liked Katie Hopkins and I liked Calum because I thought them three were probably the most authentic people in the house. They were in the top five. It was, and Katie Price is a person who ended up winning, which she's a very popular singer.
Oh, so it was the last show.
Like, yeah, it was
the out last... of the five people.
Yeah.
That were reigning. They mm-hmm. do everything at one time.
Yes, they do. They start kicking them out.
So it's like live
yeah.
updates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was it was a live show. So the first person to go out was Michelle, and then it was the older person. I think his name was Ken Cheggers. Cheggers. And then it was Calum. He came in third, which he was born in Los Angeles, in Malibu, and then was raised, I think, in England. And then it was Katie Hopkins and then Katie Price. Katie Hopkins was like the Omarosa of The Apprentice over there.
Oh, okay.
So that's why
Omarosa.
She...
Omarosa. Where's she been?
Right. Fucking up in that Bible. And then acting like a devil in person. I mean, really. So anyway, so it's really sad that she lost, but I mean, you know, it was nice to see her in a different
atmosphere.
I feel like you got to see who she was as a person, you know, and I think you kind of get that from their, you know, from their podcast. But I thought that this was more, it was like a different dimension of her. You know, you got to actually see her interact with other people that wasn't RuPaul, and you got to see who she was as a person. And I actually that made me like her even more.
I did listen to the last RuPaul show. Because I just deleted it. I wasn't listening because it's long. And I, you know,
it's only an hour.
Yeah, but I have a job where I need to really concentrate because I deal with like millions of dollars. I'm just saying.
You're not a fun hedge worker.
Hendrick said, oh, you have to listen to the latest RuPaul because Michelle Visage is all about pit bulls. So I listened to the show and she was talking about how she has a pit bull and she was like saying all these like really, you know, nice, true things about them.
Right, right.
So it was good.
I enjoyed the show. I just hate all the ads. Like I get that people podcasts do ads or whatever, but they're very long, and two, there's a lot of them.
Right.
Like I feel like he does, you know, or I'm sorry, excuse me, she does a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, can Michelle Visage do a fucking ad?
Right.
I'd like to hear her voice. Okay. Speaking of ads, go to adamail.com.
So if we could have a celebrity version of Big Brother here in the United States, who would you like to see?
That is a good question.
Like, listeners, respond back to us, because let's just say your top five.
Why don't we do this? If you guys respond to that question, we'll send you out a little gift. Yeah. We'll send you out a little gift.
So now, what if 40 people call? They're all getting a dollar.
No, right. We will select the top three lists out of the people who send us, and those three people will be notified. So if you send us those, if you send us those lists, please make sure that you send it to foulmonkeys@gmail.com so we have your email so we can respond to you if you won.
Or call us at 863-666-0377.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or on our Facebook. But if you do on our Facebook, just let us know.
Everybody else will see it. If you do it on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. So don't do the Facebook. Send us an email, foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Speaking of ads.
Right. We'll do that next.
I don't know.
Oh my God, I keep getting a leg cramp in my leg.
I don't know who I would... let me see. Like, because I feel like it's got to be a good combination of like current, not current, and someone that's in between that stage of almost becoming. So, for example, like, I think Lindsay Lohan would be a good one because she's kind of like total not necessarily mess. Current, but she's trying. She's like in that middle phase. She's
trying to get back to right. where she was.
And then you have someone like, let's say, Bobby Christina, you know, if she were alive.
Right.
I mean, I guess you could just, you know, roll her ass in and just let her sit there.
Terry Schiavo.
I thought they found her in someone's hair. Just kidding. Who else? Let's say, so Lindsay Lohan. Who could be a hot, who's another hot mess that you think?
The girl that wears the wigs all the time.
On Twitter. Amanda?
Amanda Bynes. Yes.
Where's she been?
I don't know. She hasn't been on Twitter.
Well, you know what, though? She went back to the I think her parents took back their
conservatorship.
I think so. Or, no. I'm sorry. They passed it on to the lawyers. That's what right. they did.
that would Britney be
Britney Spears would be them three together.
And amazing. I think we should need to have somebody like Reba McEntire or Dolly Parton in there.
Of course. Yeah, just for shits and giggles. Dolly
Parton would win.
Because she'd set them all fucking straight. But they
should do it the way that Big Brother does in the UK, where we get to vote who goes out.
Right, because over here in America, we don't vote. Right. The cast members vote.
Right.
Although in the UK, they do have that those times where the cast members vote each other off. But it's primarily run by... But
they put them up for
by,
eviction, right? They put them up for eviction there, and then the population votes them out.
Yes, that also happens, but no. If, for example, if it's like all the, or maybe they do. I can't remember. I think so. Maybe because I thought if I remember correctly, I thought when they put each other up for a nomination, whoever gets the most votes then get voted out. But I can't remember if they actually once the castmates vote, cast their vote, then the public decides. I think that may be what it is. But anyways, okay, so let's see. Amanda Bynes, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears. Let's see.
We need a guy.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert, no, because he's
too big.
Anymore.
Too big.
Yeah.
Who else do you think? Who else has been kind of like?
Perez Hilton could go back in there.
No, I do not want to see him ever again. Ever. I mean, honestly, I didn't think highly of him to begin with, but I thought that when I saw him on Oprah and I thought that he had changed, and I thought, okay, well, that's good for him. Like, and he is just a vile human being. I don't want him associated with the gay community because I think he's a horrible human being and he does nothing to advance anybody, not even himself. He's just a horrible human being. Anyway, let's see. Who else can we have in there? What other male can we have in there?
We like need some Nick males. Nolte.
Somebody that's a hot mess. Apprentice.
Oh.
I mean, not Celebrity, but he was in Celebrity UK, I think.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think he was in the last one. Who else? I know this would never happen, but Madonna would be amazing.
Justin Bieber.
That would be awesome. Because he's kind of that in-betweener where he's like kind of popular, but...
Closer to the mic.
Kind of popular, but he's losing his popularity.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say losing.
Any of the NSYNC boys, Backstreet Boys, or New Kids on the Block. Any of those.
Yes. I agree. Who else?
Oh, Simply Red.
No. No. That's like way expired. red wine. Tito Jackson.
Tweet.
She was good. Who else? Monica.
Monica and Brandy.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, Lord. That would be amazing. That'd be a pat out so quick.
There'd be some nails flying. Let's see who else would be up in there. Anyway, so send us your list. We'll pick the top three, and those three people will get a gift.
Right.
So if the gift motivates you to put a top three or put a list together, then fucking do it.
Do it. Hello.
Anyway, so moving on to the next topic.
Nationwide is on your side.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't remember what the commercial was.
About the boy that died saying, I could have got married. I could have had a new car. Yeah. I could have done this, but I died in an accident.
So I don't get it, though. Like, why was it so? Like, because people were like, oh, my God, it was so like.
Because they were using the emotions of death to sell their insurance.
Well, duh, it's a fucking insurance. You
yeah, but it's tacky.
I don't think you're
using people's fears as a way to sell your product.
No one does that
but Christians.
All insurances do that. It's just how they go about doing it.
Yeah, but they could do like a car insurance. You know, they could do car insurance or house insurance. But I mean, it's kind of a big deal for people. Like, children die all the time.
But that, so it played at the heartstrings of people. I mean, it didn't matter
to me. I'm just saying. Wait. it was whatever.
But I'm saying
what people are upset about.
Because I saw the hoopla. Or I heard some of the hoopla because it was like a topic of conversation for everybody. I just didn't get it. And I think, you know what? And I think this goes back to... Because
you don't have a churin.
You're right. God damn it. Thank God. I don't have them fucking little evil heathens. But what I was saying was that I don't... This is a way to show that Americans and a lot of people just can't deal with death. And I feel like a lot of people...
one of the youngest countries in the world. So, I mean, we're still evolving with that kind of stuff. I mean, some countries have had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years to be able to do that.
Well, no, and I understand it. But I think, too, like, other countries don't fear death. They celebrate it. Like,
yeah, it's that's a fucking because party. They've had thousands and thousands and thousands of years to do that.
Well, but I don't think that necessarily means practice. Well, I mean, I guess maybe, like, not practice in the sense of, like...
They've had time to evolve from fear to celebration.
Yeah. I guess that could be true. I could see that. I just didn't understand what the hoopla was. Like, I'm like, okay, so a child. So you have a commercial. It was a dark
commercial.
Yeah.
It was just. I mean. It wasn't what people were expecting for
the Super Bowl commercials. Right. Got it. Yeah. So, on The View, they were saying that this year, a lot of the commercials were actually dark because there was a commercial from
the puppy Clydesdale one.
Okay. But there was the other one. Did you see the other one that they actually removed where he was like the puppy gets thrown out of the car?
Oh, that was a GoDaddy commercial.
Yeah. The GoDaddy commercial gets thrown out of the truck and then finds his way back home. And then the owner picks it up and says, great. Thank you that you returned back to my house, like safe and sound. Now I can sell you.
Right.
Okay. And people were like, oh my God, that's like animal cruelty. And
that's negative because it does promote, because you should not be selling your animals on Craigslist because they get, I mean, that's what they were trying to imply, that they were being sold online on like Craigslist or something.
Really?
Those are the dogs that get used for bait dogs for dog fighting. I mean, you really should never sell anything from Craigslist.
I'm sorry, a regular, what is a golden retriever?
Yeah, if you have a pit bull ring or whatever dog fighting ring, you'll use any dog to bait them to get eaten and killed.
I didn't know that. I have no idea about that. But I didn't know that was the hope. God, I mean, what the fuck? I never got that from that commercial. I just thought it was tacky. I'm like, you know, I thought it was kind of like my sentiment that I got from the commercial was,
the dog came back to you and you're turning around selling it. And so obviously the dog cares.
My point, like what I felt was, oh, that is a little tacky. Like it's almost like you're promoting like breeding and like, you know, like that's what I got. I did not by any means get that they were using the dog for a bait for a fucking, you know.
Well, like, no, that's not what their intent. It's not specifically that. That's what people are upset for because people do that. That's how they do it.
See, I didn't understand. See,
people were upset.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Well, first, I didn't get that, but I also didn't read into why, like, the people. I just thought it's a little tacky. You know, you're, like, mm-hmm. talking about, like, you have this dog that actually came back to you that wants to stay with you, and now you're going to sell it because you have that you're going to make money off of it.
Right.
You know, and look, I know that we have a difference of opinion when it comes to breeding dogs mm-hmm. or whatever. I think that if there is a responsible way that you do it where it happens naturally, that's fine. I don't agree with using like puppy mill style, you know, breeding and things like that. I don't agree with that. And I am against that. However, you know, if it is for the purpose of like it happens naturally, then, you know, I don't have any issue with that. I did think the commercial was tacky.
I think that all breeding should stop. I don't care how it is. We have enough animals in this world that need homes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to pay $2,000. Street
animals, right? You're talking about like dogs, well, cats, and
yeah. Okay. I'm no, uh-huh. Yeah. Let me get your bearded dragon. Can, right. No.
Let me get you a cheetah, girl, because they extinct. Right. They're on the verge of but extinction.
There's no reason for it. I mean,
I understand.
Oh,
that.
If a friend of mine came to me and said, "Oh my God, I got this cute puppy. I just paid $2,000 for it," I would not fucking be their friend anymore. I can tell you right now, I would not. Because that is not the type of person I want to be around. I'm sorry. I know it sounds mean, but I feel strongly about that. And wasting $2,000 when you could have went to a pound and got a dog for $70, you could turn around and donate the rest of that money to that shelter.
Yeah, true. No, I understand. What do you feel about, let's say, if they saved the puppy from a puppy mill? Meaning that they paid the $2,000, but that was actually saving that.
No, I don't. No, because if it's a puppy mill and you're paying $2,000 to save it, instead of that, you should be sending the police out there to have something to do about it. Yeah. So that you can get the puppy at the pound for $70.
Right. Oh, Lord. Anyway,
I feel super strong about that, you guys. I'm sorry.
I hear you loud and clear, girl.
Some people do not like that, and it's been clear, like on Facebook posts or whatever. But I can tell you right now, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So, I hate it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't like it either. But I, you know, again, like I said, if it's your mom and pop type of, you know, they happen to have two dogs and they had puppies.
If it's like an open access farm and dogs are just fucking because that's naturally what they do and they're running around having fun.
Right.
That's different.
Yes.
Than no, I understand. what I have experienced or what I have seen.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. And I agree with you in regards to, like, you know, puppy mills, dogs shouldn't be dogs or cats. Really, any animal should not be used as churning out, you know, breeds, you know, like puppies for the purpose of trying to make a buck out of it.
And I'm still, even though I still struggle with this because it's kind of a hypocritical for me to say that, and I can go to a grocery store and get a chicken, which I know was probably not bred raised humanely.
Right.
So it's, I get that it's kind of hypocritical.
Yeah, but you know what though? That's one of those things where you're starting to dive into the whole, like, you have to eat, blah, blah, blah. I don't necessarily think that you should have an issue with that. I think that, well, actually, you should have an issue with that.
I need to, let's pause this for a second.
Sure.
Okay, we're back. Sorry, you guys. We had to, we had to stop for a second. Okay, we're back again. So I had to put in the charger for the computer because it was starting to run low. I'm like, oh my God. So anyway, yeah, the animal thing. So there we go from there.
I get it. Speaking of, we're going to go ahead and just tackle this because it's a really small thing. Speaking of The View. So apparently news broke out yesterday, which would have been Saturday. I'm sorry. I'm trying to like lean against the wall because my back is hurting. Yesterday it was released that Rosie O'Donnell is leaving The View as of this week. By the time you guys hear this, it'll be Thursday, but this week will be her last week as a host of The View, on top of the fact that she is also leaving her wife.
What happened? Do we know anything?
Apparently, they've been divorced. They've been separated since November 1.
Oh.
And they have been living separately. And then Rosie, I guess, went on to, I guess she was doing an event for one of her movies that she's doing, because she's doing a special on, like, her journey with heart disease and then getting an operation and all that stuff. you know, because it's Red Heart Month, where, you know, you're supposed to wear red because, you know, heart disease is one of the number one women killers.
Everybody has a fucking color.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Go, hey, you have your issues with the fucking puppy mills. Let people have their issues with the heart disease.
With the colors.
Thing. Colors. Anyway, so...
I'm colorblind. How do I know if I'm wearing red?
That's a color you can distinguish.
No, red and green, you can't.
Okay. Anyway. So apparently what she was saying was the reason why she's leaving The View is because that was actually being... It was the stress of the show was actually causing her health to start to go bad. So at the orders of her doctor, they told her that she needed to essentially decrease her stress level because it was actually affecting her in a negative way. So she decided to leave The View, and she said that she had addressed the ABC and all that, and they were fine with her leaving.
So she's just going to get a regular job like normal people that have like lots of stress also, right?
No. She's just going to continue to be Rosie O'Donnell and not have anything to do. I mean, she has 4 children that she's raising. And she also wanted to focus, you know, to shift the focus back to her family because right now that is what is most important. So, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know.
She got 4 children?
Yeah. And I think she has 4 and then the new one. So maybe 5, but I think it's 4. But, you know, I feel like she wasn't herself with Whoopi Goldberg being there, because there's been a lot of people have said that there's been back and forth between them two because they're such strong personalities. I've
seen a lot of it, especially have to do with the Bill Cosby thing. And
yeah, like they've had heated conversations on the actual show that has been recorded. But there was also stuff like audience members would say, like that there was things behind the scenes, like while stuff wasn't taping. I guess all in all, it's a good thing that it's, she's leaving, especially if it's for her health. She'll be missed because I really like her. And I think she has a really good way of thinking about things. But, you know, her time has come.
Do you think it's time for that show to end?
Yes, I do.
That's the problem, right? It's time.
I don't think it's her. I think that it's sad that she's leaving. But I also think that the show has run its course. I mean,
because it's been on for 10 plus years, right?
Oh, my God. I think almost like 20.
No, it's not. It hasn't been on that long.
It's been on for a long... I think like... You know what? I shouldn't say 7. I think it's been on... I want to say 17 seasons, but I don't know. I don't know if that necessarily equates to years.
The first episode was in 97.
Yeah. So it's been on for almost 20 years. It's been on for 18 years. So, I mean, it's... But it's like the Today Show. It's like... It's a staple of, you know, more early morning watching, you know what I mean? Like it's one of those where right now I think it's just going through a rough patch because of the panel has changed so much within the last like 2 years.
Maybe they just need to get rid of all of them and start new.
Well, that's what they did with the exception of Whoopi. And it's not, I mean, I love Nicole Wallace. I think she's amazing. I think I love her point of view. I think that she brings a very interesting dynamic to it. I'm not so sure about Rosie Perez. I love Rosie O'Donnell, and I think if you would remove Rosie Perez out of the equation, I think that would
have... God, you're so racist against your own people.
I want to see a Latina on that show, but I want to see one that can speak.
Oh, so now you're Latino. Latina.
Shut up. And I want
to... one really, that can speak.
It's really difficult
it's hard to understand what she's saying.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's like I have to really, really listen hard to like make out what the fuck she's saying. But I like her dynamic. I like the thing is that I think with the way that the panel is now, I think it actually works. I think they have a good working because everyone has their own opinion. Everyone is passionate about what they each bring to the table. And I love that. I just think, you know, it sucks that Rosie O'Donnell has to leave because now the dynamic is going to be, you know, kind of like uneven.
Right.
So, and I also think that they should have a male.
Well, they said she will come back every once in a while. So I guess she's still going to come back and do the show every now and then.
Yeah.
But they do need a male. I think that would change it up a lot.
I think so too. I don't like.
It should be Perez Hilton.
No.
Quit pushing
him, goddammit.
If they're like Perez Hilton on The View.
Ugh.
First of all, they would all hate him because he's the
one.
Well,
he's not on The View. He's on the other show, the Women Talk or whatever. The Talk. He's on that show. He goes
Perez
on there,
Hilton?
Not as a permanent cast member, but he's on there very frequently enough where you can almost consider him a permanent cast member.
He's gross.
Speaking of casts and The View, can we quickly talk about Bryant Williams?
Yeah, I don't understand what's happening. They're talking about something that happened like 25 years ago or something?
No. This was recently. Not recent as in like yesterday or a year ago, but this is... So apparently he lied about a convoy that he was on that got it. No, is it a convoy? Does it fly?
No, he got hit in a helicopter.
Okay, right. So he was in a helicopter. Sorry, not a convoy. He was in a helicopter. They were okay. So the story according to him.
The story is stupid.
Is that he was on a convoy with these people? They got hit by an RPG, and then they had to be down there waiting for people. Blah blah blah.
Who cares?
People do care because this is him lying. Apparently, he wasn't in one of the helicopters. He wasn't in the helicopter that got hit. He was in the other helicopter that did not get hit, that landed way after the fact. So, but the reason why this is a big deal is because it sort of throws his integrity and his honesty on reporting the news.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well,
it's kind of stupid. And this how long ago did it happen?
A couple years ago.
Who cares? He's a news broadcaster. He doesn't even do the news. He reads what people gives him.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of... which is even more concerning because this was a story that he put on there. Like, I don't necessarily think that he should be fired for lying. However, it is, Americans across the nation take... As I would say, the majority of Americans take the news, especially someone and an organization like NBC and Brian Williams. They trust that what he is reporting is fact, is truth.
How many times has a Fox News reporter fucking lied about what they're doing?
Fox News. That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that these are people who we entrust that they're going to relay to us the most accurate news. I don't even want to say that the most truthful because...
News is always embellished.
Sure. But this was embellished to the point where it was a lie.
Yeah, I don't care.
So
anyway, he was there. I mean, it may not be the airplane or helicopter.
Well, the only reason
he
got caught... Well, this is the other funny part of the story. The other reason he got caught... So the other reason he got caught was because people who were actually on the helicopter that got shot down, they were like, that didn't happen. And so the army people who were on that helicopter started coming out with a story and be like, he wasn't on that.
So why did it take 10 years for him to do it?
No, because he just told the story not too long ago. And so that's why that people are like, so that's why now it's becoming this issue of you're not keeping the integrity of the news and you are a trusted anchor. You are a trusted person a journalist who delivers the truth.
Yeah. I'm impartial.
But anyway, so that's kind of like what people are sort of, it kind of, to tie it back around, that's kind of the whole drug dealing thing. It kind of does the whole same thing. It's like,
don't use my words against me.
Yeah, I did.
You know what could resolve all this? Is visiting a very, very nice website.
What's the website?
It releases stress. You can have fun.
Well,
you can get some interesting stuff.
Oh, yes.
AdamMail.com.
Yes, AdamMail.com. Tell us about that.
That's a lot of stress-free material there. I think Rosie might need to go there.
Yes. That, although I don't know if she would be able to use any of the items.
Of course, she's a man.
Right. She got a big old dick. She could use a pocket pussy. You know, the one thing that I did like about them is that they had this thing called the Anros. And
I have one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And tell us about it.
Take it away, Ricky. It's like this. It's a toy. It's a prostate massager.
Yes.
But it doesn't move or anything like that. Like, it doesn't have any vibrating stuff.
Although they
on
do
it.
Have ones that vibrate.
They do.
For posterity purposes.
Rude boy.
Right.
But anyway,
I look
the purpose
up this rude boy.
Apparently, it's the bomb.
Oh.
Like, it's
is it
like,
and they sell it?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe that 50% is
I've been reading
off.
Reviews. Oh. No, just go read the reviews on adammel.com. People tell their life stories in a review.
And how it changed your
and
life?
Straight guys and all.
Oh,
all
are you
it.
Serious?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to
go
do
go
that.
Read the reviews. So basically, it's this toy that you insert, but it's like it naturally forms to your like
prostate.
Right. It's
like your prostate naturally
apparently
forms
it was
around
a medical device before it became like a sexual.
Right.
Like everybody had access to it. And you use like your muscles to make it move and press against your prostate.
Yes.
And you can have like these really intense orgasms.
Yes.
Without the like ejaculation. Like you can feel a lot of
Vibrations?
No, well, not really vibrations, but
I mean, like, it's
like your body is
it's shaking.
Yeah,
it's like, you know,
and it's pretty awesome. It took me a while to get used to it because I'm like, it's been 5 minutes. What's happening?
Why is it not moving?
Like the first time, it took me like an hour.
Lazy bottom,
right? Just lazy power bottom.
I love that word,
power bottom.
Yeah, that phrase.
I am a lazy power bottom. And I
need you
to do all the work.
She's the one that you would like, if you were coming into like an anonymous scene, like she'd be the one that would be laying like a dead fish on the bed.
Smelling like a dead fish.
Oh. And just talking, just laying there, and she's just like, go ahead, Adam, stick your mail in me.
You're into dead people.
Necrophilia. Gross.
Anyway. So you guys, if you go to adammel.com, you can get almost you can get 50% off most items, and it also has free shipping.
Yes, and it's and it's just to be clear, it's 50% off of any single item.
Right.
And it's Monkey 50, that's MONKEY 50, and it's adammel, adammale.com.
Yes.
So do that for Valentine's Day, you guys. I mean,
and
I
then know tell like us after, all about it. I know Kathy Bacon, I think you should get one for your husband.
I think that you should get a pocket pussy and do it because he's going to love it.
But she probably is his pocket pussy.
Probably. I feel like this is something that, like, Tater the Latte Boy, I think, like, oh my God.
Babalu?
No. Huffington.
Oh, Taffy Carlisle Huffington would get her husband.
Yes. This is Taylor the Latte Boy. Please have her go on that website and just check out Monkey 50 with the discount code and let us know what you guys decide to get. Anyways, moving on to the next topic of discussion, and we're going to go ahead and get into something a little sad. Okay. well,
go ahead.
Okay. So, just an update on Adnan, because I think that's kind of quick. So apparently, I'm going to... Oh, I need to sit down for this, because it's... apparently, she got her back knocked out yesterday, and it's hurt.
Girl, did you get your back broken?
Did you get your back knocked out? I feel like I'm like fucking Billy Joel or like...
Elton John.
Or Elton John. You and I. Maybe even Stevie Wonder. I just call to say
he flipped his hair.
I love you. Okay, wait, hold on.
I wonder if people tell Stevie Wonder that his forehead is all the way back to the back of his head.
That is just
like, do they tell him
awful
that? I'm just
probably
wondering.
Be like, girl, you got a right, five so head.
What about Adnan?
Okay, so I'm gonna read it. Okay,
you're gonna read the whole thing?
No, just really. I'm just gonna excerpts. Okay.
Excerpts.
Upon consideration excerpts. Of the application, it's not very long, so shut up.
No, upon I'm correcting the word that you used.
Excerpts. That's what I said. What did I say?
It's excerpts. No P, no B.
I thought it was an excerpt. Isn't that?
Excerpt.
Excerpt?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's what you're pulling like out. Like a piece? Pulling out the information.
Really? Okay. Anyways, upon consideration of... Don't do that. I hate when you fucking do that. That's so awful.
Sometimes you say the wrong word. I just want you to use the
don't
real one.
Don't correct me.
I'm not correcting you. I'm helping you.
That is what an asshole would do. Upon consideration, hence Baron Frosty. And that motherfucker, did you see his post on Facebook? Oh, she know what I'm talking about. But she was like, I'm at a real Mexican restaurant, like real Mexican restaurant. I'm eating a vegan burrito. That's not fucking real.
No.
Bitch, I don't care what. That's not real.
Mexican restaurants do not do vegan.
No. No
vegan.
And
if it had beans on it, guarantee you it had lard in it.
Yep. Because they always made with some lard.
And the rice had chicken flavoring in it.
And then she goes sit there and tell me that I have fucking, that I'm a mess. Oh, bitch, I will show you messy. Come back to Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Baron,
shit.
We love you. Okay, anyways, upon consideration of the application for leave to appeal and the state's response in opposition to application for leave to appeal, it is this 6th day of February 2015 by the Court of Special Appeals ordered that pursuant to MD Rule 8-204, the application of leave to appeal be and hereby is granted. And it is further ordered that appellant's brief shall be filed on or before March 16th of 2015 Order, the appeals brief shall be filed on or before the 16th of April, 2015. Order that the above captioned appeal is scheduled for the June 2015 session of this court, and it is further ordered that a decision on appellant's motion for leave to file a supplemental application for leave to appeal is referred to the panel of judges to be assigned to consider the above captioned appeal, and it is further ordered that the appeals motion to strike appellant supplement application for leave to appeal and be hereby is denied as moot. That's it. We're done. So basically what that translates into is that they're going to hear what he essentially has to say. And in the sessions in June of 2015, they will then decide how to move further. So, excuse me, this is by far a very, very interesting and exciting turn of events for him. And I think that this gives him a great opportunity to potentially become free or be free, out of jail. Now, on top of that, they also have the evidence of like testing the DNA and all that stuff. So he could potentially be free by the end of this year.
You know, this is sad.
What?
But I've kind of lost interest since the show stopped because I like people giving me the news. I hate looking it up.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, just do a new story when it's done.
Right.
You know, I'll listen to the show when it's done.
Well, you know, I do have to say that he did write back to me.
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh. Where's my bag? Can you hand me that bag behind you?
The one with the nuts in it?
Yeah, he did write back to me. He was very, just very quick about it. Like, he just responded really... Sorry, those are my...
Hi, welcome to the dog pound.
Sorry, my dogs are being a-holes. He did write back to me, and I just want to quote something that he put in here because he put a little quote at the bottom. He said, "Optimist, one who makes the most of all that comes and the least of all that goes."
Let me see.
I thought that was a very awesome little quote that he put on there. I'll have Ricky put...
Can we read pictures. It? Can we just read it?
Yeah, go ahead. You read it.
It says, "Dear Roger, I received your letter. Thank you so much for taking the time to write. I have been very fortunate to receive correspondence from different people these past few months. All of it has been incredibly supportive, encouraging. I guess I'm really lucky to be the recipient of so many acts of kindness. Your letter was very thoughtful, and I wanted to say thank you. I really appreciated what you said about believing that we get out of life what we put in it. I feel like I have also come to believe that as well. If we look around, we can see many examples of people who have worked hard and sacrificed and have reached the goals they have set. I've had a similar experience in my life, and I imagine you have as well. It was a very profound thing to say. Thank you for sharing that with me. I'm really grateful to have received such an encouraging letter from you. I am humbled by your thoughts and prayers, and I want to extend those back to you. I'll close by sharing one of my favorite quotes with you. It's about optimism, and then what you read.
Mm-hmm. It's a very nice letter, cool. And I will respond to him. But you know, it's especially after hearing the news, it just, you know, this is one of those things where I feel like you have to continue to have hope in humanity.
Did you mention foul monkeys?
I did not.
What?
But I will mention it. Yeah. I'll tell him now when you get out, you won't know what I think he knows what a podcast is now, but I'll tell him. Go on ahead and look us up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that wanted to give you guys an update on that so that we're all up to date with Adnan, because I know people are still interested in that.
Speaking Joe Batance probably is not.
Right, because he still thinks that he's
Joe Beyontance.
Right. Batance. he's not really interested. Speaking of terrorists, did you hear about the guy that was burnt alive in a cage? You didn't hear about that? Oh yeah, that's right.
No, I knew there was a guy that was thrown off the roof of a building because he was gay.
Yeah.
And then he survived it and then they stoned him to death.
Yeah, that's awful. That's horrible. So, you know, this is religion is what's wrong with people. And I'm sorry for all you religious fanaticals that follow us, which I don't think there's many.
And we're not saying one religion
or the other. All religions. It is, I think that we are moving into a time now where I think our generation and the generation that precedes us is starting to realize that religion is actually creating a lot of
problems
in the world. And this, this story about the guy who was burned in the fucking cage, a Jordanian pilot, was burned alive in a cage displayed in the middle of somewhere where people were able to gather and watch. That is, you're not doing it in the name of God. You're not doing it in the name of Allah. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for some evil purpose. And that to me is just, you're despicable.
Was there video of it?
Yes, there's video all over the internet about it. And it's just, it's an awful thing to see, hear, and to experience in that manner. And it's just, it makes me really sad that humanity has become that.
You guys, I don't watch the news, so I just read like off like the Google homepage or Yahoo or BBC. So I don't ever watch the news. So if it's not in one, like a lead subject on the pages, I won't see it. But that does sound very horrible.
But, you know, just...
Was he captured?
He was captured, yeah, because he... I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think his plane crashed in the water, and that's how they caught him. But anyways, it's just a reminder again that people are fucking awful. Hi. Do I look skinny?
I'm doing Snapchat, so.
Oh.
Say hey.
Hey. Anyway, so I hate Snapchat. But anyway, so just, you know, remind yourselves when you're praying to that God, you know, that he better find us some sort of peace. Anyways, going into the, how many more minutes we have, because I know you said we had a little
We have 14.
Okay. So yeah, I hate that, you know, these terrorists and these people who are doing these vile things, which includes them, you know, the you know, ISIS. It includes Christian terrorists. It includes any kind of terrorist that is using a religion to commit their act in the name of. It's, you're disgusting, vile human beings, and you do nothing but bring terror and hate, and you perpetuate that by doing stuff like that. But anyways, that's my soapbox.
So anyway, thanks for listening.
Right. Anyways, moving on. So you have a court story.
Oh my God, you guys. So last Tuesday.
All right, just, you had 14 minutes, so segmented right. For three more segments. So this is the third segment. Sorry.
All right. So last Tuesday, I had to go to court because I was involved in a car accident 2 years ago.
And 2 years ago.
2 years ago. And I have been fighting to get my $500 deductible back from this other guy's insurance.
Just for $500? Are you
No. State Farm needed to get their almost $5,000 that they paid to have our car fixed.
Oh, I see. Okay, so, got it.
Of course, it's the day after the huge snow. And so I get on the red line and...
Perfect timing.
The red line is so packed that I was fortunate to get a seat, but as people started getting on, it started getting packed and packed. You guys, we were so packed that this guy, his like butt cheeks like were grabbing my arm and I could feel his heartbeat through his asshole. That's how packed it was.
And she still insists that I take public transportation.
So... And, you know, I had to go to the court because if I did not go, then it could be possible the guy wouldn't have to pay.
Right. Because your lawyer couldn't represent you.
Right. So I get there like 3 minutes. I left at 7:30 and I got there 3 minutes until 9. So I get there. The attorney's out. He's like, Ricky? And I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, I think we have a problem. And I was like, oh, my God. Because first of all, I took a whole vacation day to do this because they said expect to be in court all day long. He's like, the judge that's going to hear the trial is like in a judicial meeting and he won't be back for another week. And I'm like, you're fucking kidding me, right?
Did you say that?
Well, I said, you're kidding me, right? But it was in a fucking way. And he looked at me.
Was that his fault?
He was like, oh, don't worry. I'm talking with the attorney on the phone right now, texting, and we're going to try to get this done without having to go to trial.
Oh, that's good.
So he sends me into the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And then the police officer that came to our accident was there, which I forgot how hot he was.
Oh.
And it reminded me how hot he was.
So that was a plus.
I was talking to him. I was like, do you even remember the accident? He's like, no. He said, I have the report. That's all that I remember.
I was like, oh, okay. Oh, great police.
So the attorney comes back in and he's like, I know this is really weird, but I need to take you out into the hallway and take a picture of you and send it to the attorney that State Farm, you know, that's representing this guy.
Right.
I was like, okay.
Wait, so, I'm assuming you were the person in the car. It wasn't Tony driving.
Right.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So he takes my picture. He sends it to him. He's like, I've never had this happen before. That's really weird.
I know. Okay. When you said that to me, I was like, what? I was like, girl, is your attorney there?
Right.
Don't be taking pictures. But like, right. That's weird. And he's like, no, it's my lawyer who did. I was like, okay, good.
So it's like 9:20 and I'm sitting there and he comes in and he goes, okay, we're all done. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, basically what they did with my picture is they wanted to see how I looked and how I was dressed to see if we went to trial with a jury, if they would believe my story or not. That's basically what they used it for. So I'll be getting my $500 after 2 years. But it was cool because I hung out downtown all day, you know, a lot. And then okay, I had lunch with Kevin. So
going back to that picture thing, was it like how, where was the frame of the picture?
It was like from here to here.
Oh, so they saw.
But I had a sweater on, so you couldn't see my tits, really.
They saw Chunchy and were like, yeah,
Chunchies.
They're going to believe him.
Yeah, he's fat. No, they're going to believe him because he's white.
If Tony was there, they would have had all kinds of problems.
Right.
Anyways, well, that's good. At least you got your money back.
Yeah. So,
bonus.
Right. We can use it for that. So, what else we got?
Okay. So, the next story is
Madonna's new video. Do we really have to talk about her?
I know you don't like her. And no, I could have talked about it in the last show, but
I don't like her. I'm just kind of tired of her right now.
I know you are. And you have really very, very strong opinions.
If I watch the video, will it change? Or is it going to make her look like an asshole?
You're pretty skeptical about her right now. I think you would probably hate her more.
So you should watch it.
No, I think you should watch it. But I think knowing how much you don't like her right now, I think you would hate her.
We'll give a follow up next week.
Yeah.
About how.
But you should watch it because I think it's one. Honestly, I think it's probably, first of all, I really love the song.
That is a good song.
I'm loving the song even more. And now that I saw the video that she put to it, I love it even more. This is the Madonna that I think we were all craving for since Ray of Light. I will preface it that the video is nothing spectacular. Like, it doesn't have fireworks popping out of her ass. But the craftsmanship of the video, the story that the video is telling, and her dancing and her just, this is the Madonna.
Oh, she dances?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that a slow song? It's Ghost Town, right?
No, it's Living for Love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a house anthem, sort of.
I like Ghost Town.
I really like that song. That's a really good song. It's a really good video. It's one of her better videos that she's had in a very long time. It's just a really good video.
Which one? Frozen. I love
my favorite that Madonna. Video. Well, I love that. Love that video. That video is amazing. And I saw the special when they were on MTV when MTV actually played videos.
1970.
I know. It wasn't even born then. I loved my other favorite video of hers from that album is Power of Goodbye. I love that song. And that video, there's something gorgeous about her in that video. And I think it's because of the coloring.
I like Take a Bow.
Yeah, that's another good one. And You'll See.
That song.
And You'll See, which is like the continuation of that song. And then Rain, of course, is by far one of her beautiful videos. But anyways, this video, I think, is just, it's a return to the Madonna that I think all of us as fans were craving. The song is amazing, and the video, I think, elevates that. And it just kind of reminds you that, you know what? Bitch is still in charge. This is the reason why she's been around for so long. And even though she hasn't been reinventing the wheel recently, I think that with this album and this music that's coming out and the video, I think she's reinventing herself in a way that is a return to who she used to be and advancing, if that makes sense.
Did you know another version of her album leaked like a couple days ago?
No.
Of like better versions of the songs that was previously released.
Really? Yeah. Another leak happened?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm fucking like, where am I? I'll have to look that up because I have a lot of her albums. A lot of the songs that came off of that album, I have those.
Well, let's be honest. Are you gonna buy the album? Oh no, you did pre-order it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I'll pre-order it. But anyway, so
maybe I can just borrow it from you.
Maybe. just I think you guys should watch the video, and yeah, I think it's a really, really great video.
I'll watch it.
I love the color.
And
the color
is amazing. My version of how I think it is.
Before we go to like eat lunch or whatever, mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll need to watch it before you leave. Okay, the last thing, museum.
Oh, you guys, I went to the museum yesterday. That's why my fucking back hurts. we went to the Field Museum because right now in the month of February, and if you're a Chicago listener, make sure you take advantage of this because it's really awesome.
Is it all the museums? So like the Science of Industry or?
All I know is just the Field Museum. It could be all the museums.
Okay.
If that's the case, then I'll probably go to the Mosey Museum. Like when I.
Yeah.
But
I think we should go to the Science and Industry Museum. I love that museum.
That's the Mosey Museum. Museum of Science and Industry.
Yeah. It's in Highland Park or whatever. Not Highland Park.
It's like on the south side.
Yeah, it's not Highland.
Ingleside.
Inglewood. Highwood. Hyde Park. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like where the president lives, right? Around there?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't live too far from there, actually. And I think that's where the Star Wars Museum is. They're
building it, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to put it there.
Now. And that's the only original building still standing from...
The Chicago Fire?
The Chicago World's Fair. The World's Fair.
Which one? The museum?
Mm-hmm. That's the only remaining building left out of that World Expo. Interesting.
And the Museum of the Field Museum isn't an original building?
No, it is not the original. It's not the original building because the whole expo happened down there. Where
got it. Right.
So that none of that was
because I know like they expanded the Shedd Aquarium, which was not the Shedd Aquarium was very small, and then so was the Planetarium. Mm-hmm. Like it was very small.
But I haven't been into the Planetarium. I want to go there.
The Planetarium.
We should go there one day. Yeah. Anyway, if it's all free, we'll go. This month.
For sure.
But for the month of February, they're giving all Illinois residents free access to the museums. And if you want to see like the extra stuff, it's like $11. So we paid $11 and we saw the voodoo exhibit, which was really interesting.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh my God, it's kind of scary. Like,
well, you know, people
in it and stuff.
You know the history of museum of.
Well, I learned voodoo. It yesterday. Yeah.
Well, oh, so tell me. So go ahead, tell me.
It's Haitian.
Okay, true.
They really like mirrors. They like the color red.
Okay.
It's really weird. I didn't learn the history. Well, they do have the history of it there, but there were so many people that I could not read all the plaques and stuff. So I was just.
So when we went to. New Orleans. When we went there, they told us that this is in New Orleans. So I'm not. I want to say I think it's for really what voodoo is. Voodoo originally started because people of color were not allowed to be considered smart. So okay, they weren't considered smart. So they had to, in order for black doctors or doctors of color to be able to take care of their patients without having any records, they would design a voodoo doll based on that person, and then they would put pins where the person was hurting or whatever. What happened was is that as they would see these people come out of that office or that building, people would see these little dolls, and they associated magic and all that stuff with it.
Well, I think that probably happened in New Orleans, but like the original base of it is from Haiti. So
yeah, there's a lot of French Haitians that live in New Orleans. So yeah.
So it was really interesting. I got to see all the dinosaurs. I got to see Sue, who is the most complete T-Rex fossil that there is.
Mm-hmm.
There's only like two parts of her that is not real. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of fun. I never knew that.
Yeah. The only one in the United States, and they were found in South Dakota.
Oh, interesting. So we had some rares over there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to head this out. We're going to go now because we're out of time.
We're out of time. Womp, womp.
You guys, we'll get my review of them, the video next week.
We'll have to write it on and just Trello so you
I'm
can
sure remember. We'll have a lot of stuff to talk about. So this is Ricky.
As always. And this is Almendicia.
Asia.
Deuces.
See ya. Bye. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.